YouTube. Hey, everybody. Mutant Stoner. Mutant Stoner's first. Mutant Stoner's a regular here. Dion Weiss, what's up? How's it going, everyone? It's been a while since we've done a YouTube live, huh? It's been a while. All right. You know, I've actually been doing a lot of live things on Instagram. I've actually done at least like 7 or 8 hours of live stuff on Instagram. You know what happens when you do a live event on Instagram? It disappears into the ether 24 hours later, which is kind of cool. What's up from Vegas? What's up, Aaron? How's it going, man? We got a whole different crowd because we're doing it at night, which is pretty cool. Hello, Tristan, my friend. Says Chara the cute story. Ryan Moss, what's up? Dion likes the blueberry scones, and he's going to make them again. What are you doing, Jessica? Let's see.
I'm reading.
What are you reading, Jessica?
It's called The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, that's a great book. That's a great book. Sue Jackson, what's up, Sue Jackson? Anyone else get sore feet on keto, says Tyrone Evans. Sore feet?
Maybe the inflammation is going down. Your structure is changing.
Yeah, I mean, sore feet on keto, that is something I've not heard of. You know, as a common issue, what you could be dealing with is structural changes as you're losing body fat. Now, when you think about, when you consider your entire body, the whole kinetic chain of your body from foot to the top of your head, your body's going to move different, whether you lose 5 pounds or 50 pounds. So you could be dealing with some structural imbalances or something like that. Or maybe you just need a nice foot rub. Maybe I need a massage from Jessica. Should I end this and ask Jessica for a foot rub? I'm so tempted right now. We got people in Vegas. Emilie says she made the zucchini chocolate chip cookies. She took them to Thanksgiving, and everybody didn't like them. No, I'm just kidding. She says they were gobbled up immediately. Dude, those things are so good. You saved me some, right, Emilie? Jessica's refused to make them for me.
I get so re-inspired hearing how other people are using the recipes.
Yeah. Now, see, those recipes, especially, well, the scones, the carrot cake, the ones that we've put up over the last few weeks. The coffee cake is absurd. We've really tried. All right, everybody, we've got a bunch of people watching here. Totally different crowd at night, but we've really tried to give you guys a nice selection of bridge recipes so that you can kind of bridge the gap for people around you. I mean, we've got kids. We got kids, and we know that it can be hard to do a different diet than other people in your home. So these are really good bridge recipes to kind of help brainwash everybody around you into eating a ketogenic diet without them even knowing it. CJ, what's up, dude? Tristan, what's the cost of living like in Ecuador? Considering getting to 200 or 300K in assets, then providing value to locals in some way down there. Well, if you've never been to Ecuador and you're planning on going there and, like, living, you've got to go visit first, man. Anywhere that you're thinking about living, you better go live there for at least 6 months before making a decision. I can't tell you how many people have come just to the town and the area that we live in now, all starry-eyed, thinking that this is going to be the place for them, and they end up not liking it. So first of all, if you're interested in moving anywhere outside of the U.S. or Europe or wherever you live, first of all, visit. Live there for 3 to 6 months minimum, then start making a decision on what it is you would like to do in a place like Ecuador. But cost of living depends on your lifestyle, depends on where you live. The little town that we live in, which we might not live in for very long, and the reason is a lot of people are coming here starry-eyed and jacking the prices up on everything. And it's, so don't come to our town in Ecuador. No, I'm just kidding. Tyrone Evans, what's up, man? I got Colorado. Daryl says, OMG, finally get to see you live. Hello from Cincinnati. Right on. What's up, Daryl? How are you doing, my friend? Is chewing coca leaves popular in Ecuador? Chewing coca leaves is not as popular in Ecuador as it is in Peru, and it's not as popular in Ecuador as it is in Bolivia. It's also not as popular in Peru as it is in Bolivia. I like chewing coca leaves, but getting coca leaves, good quality coca leaves, in Ecuador is not as easy as getting them in Peru or Bolivia. But yeah, coca leaves are really actually very, very interesting. It seems that they raise levels of NAD, NAD positive to NADH ratio is really, really important for our redox potential, and general mitochondrial health. And coca can actually increase NAD positive. Coca also increases acetone in the breath and in the blood, which is really interesting because that's actually a byproduct of ketogenesis. So I think that coca leaves and keto definitely have synergy, and the chewing of coca was incredibly popular. Oh, you've got a... oh, right. He's got a picture of... what's his face? From Dazed and Confused. You know what I like about them high school girls? I get older, they stay the same age. Just the douchiest line from any movie. Or when he gets in the car and he's like, hey, man, got a joint? And he's like, no. He's like, it would be a lot cooler if you did. It's like the stupidest line, but it was so funny for some reason. He's got that screenshot as his picture. What's the guy's name? What's that actor's name? Matthew. It's not Woody. Yeah, McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
What I've seen coca the most is in high altitude places. There's a brand of coca tea that you can get at hotels and restaurants, and it helps you adjust to the altitude.
Yeah, so coca is really good for mitochondrial health, adjusting to low oxygen environments, and you know what? So is keto. It seems like they have very similar mechanisms, but of course the coca leaf is really demonized. You know, you've got the international drug trade, you know, so you got to keep those profits in the hands of the Central Intelligence Agency who's bringing the drugs into the United States, and so you make it illegal. And get people addicted to the extracts of it, which you then market through music and television and put people in jail for. It's very psychopathic behavior, but that is what goes on in our society. All right, what's up, Ariel? Ariel.
Hey.
Is that the Ariel that I know that I emailed twice this week? The client Ariel I've been trying to get a hold of? All right, Mutant Stoner asks, a few days ago I found that I might have candida overgrowth. How'd you find that out? How do you know? Any advice on how to take care of it? I'm buying some anti-yeast or fungal pills, and I want your advice. All right, first of all, I'm not a doctor, not an expert on candida, although that is something that's dear to my heart that I've dealt with for years. Candida overgrowth is huge nowadays, man. I mean, think about the foods that we ate as a kid. Think about the massive amounts of sugar, of wheat, corn, and soy that we ate that was very disruptive to the microbiome, and then the antibiotics that we were given like candy. I mean, shoot, as well as the vaccines that are shown to disrupt the gut microbiome. A lot of us have disrupted microbiomes, and when we depopulate the microbiome, it will get repopulated by something. Oftentimes, that something ends up being something we do not want. I'd say, as far as candida goes, eliminating foods that bother you, taking it slow. Don't just try and blast it all out of you all at once. And you might want to look into some of these more, I don't know, there's a lot of interesting protocols out there. I mean, there's people doing turpentine for it. There's all kinds of things that are very interesting. But it's not something that I really like to give blanket advice on because, first of all, everyone thinks they've got a candida issue. And a lot of people probably do. But restoring balance in the gut is really crucial. And reducing inflammation and reducing stress and getting good sleep. So you might want to start out with some, like, mellow antifungals, lauric acid, caprylic acid rather, and oil of oregano, stuff like that. And, you know, I mean,
Spilanthes.
There's some really strong herbs out there that can give you strong reactions of die-off. So you got to be careful. Don't just go crazy on it because you can get really bad die-off reactions when you're trying to get rid of candida. Emily Ye says, I've made like 5 or 6 batches of them since I had the book. Oh, nice. Of those cookies.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Do you use the gelatin? Do you use that? It makes them a little more chewy.
The gelatin's one of the best parts of that recipe.
I still can't decide if I like them with gelatin or without.
You like them with gelatin because I like them with gelatin.
Okay, that's
right. And you have to make them like I like them. All right. What's up, Michelle? We got so many people watching. Michelle says, really enjoy you both. May I inquire, what is it you do in Ecuador? Michelle, have you ever seen our channel? Have you ever seen our... Check out our Instagram. Check out our channel. We're running Primal Edge Health full time.
I've been writing cookbooks the last few years.
Yeah, we've...
raising children.
What do we do in Ecuador? We work our butts off, love our family, and love our life, and try to be good, responsible human beings to create a future and present that is livable and more livable for our children down the line. That's what we're doing here. Just wondering, hubby is on high blood pressure meds. Can he come off them doing keto? Can he come off his high blood pressure meds on keto? I'm not a doctor, so obviously I'm not here to give medical advice on pharmaceutical drug intake. A lot of people's blood pressure gets lower on keto. A lot of people's blood pressure corrects once they start losing body fat and they reduce stress. Also, stress, lack of sleep, these things will create high blood pressure. So lifestyle factors other than a ketogenic diet can be important too. Have them get outside. Put them in the sun more.
Especially in the morning.
I mean, keto lost 10 kilos in 45 days.
Wow.
Very slow. Like, I stayed for 2 weeks, no weight loss, eating 1,000 calories. Okay. That's a lot of... I'm not sure what you're getting out there. I don't see a question. You lost 10 kilos in 45 days. That's not slow.
That sounds awesome.
You know how many people out there would be screaming at you, that's great results! So many people are just begging for 10 kilos in 45 days. Congratulations. You're talking about 65% fast, 5% carb, rest protein. Don't worry about the macronutrient ratios. Get sufficient protein. Fat can come from the plate or from your body. And... you got to be 85% or 75%. That can be really confusing to people. 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass is enough protein. That's what you need. Get that protein in. Move on with your life. Well, get the protein in. Keep the carbs low. Fat's the energy source. It comes from the plate or from your body. Don't go in too much of a deficit to where it makes you stressed out. And you should be all right. What is the lowest body fat percentage to be healthy and look very lean? Well, yeah, actually, different people will look different at different body fat percentages.
And it depends if it's a man or woman.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere below 10% body fat, I feel not very good at. You know, I just don't feel as resilient. I feel more brittle when I get really low body fat. So, I mean, for me, I don't like to go below, like, you know, legitimate 10%, which 10% for, like, real life, it looks like 7% in internet body fat percentage. What's up, Holly? Holly says, thanks for the coffee cake recipe. Was going to bring it to Thanksgiving, but we ate it all.
I bet.
I used it for breakfast cake for my husband and kids who think they don't like macadamia nuts.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what some of these recipes, that's what they're for. And this is why we kind of showcased some of these recipes in the beginning. We know it's the holidays, and we know people like to get together with family and friends. And we know it's really hard to maintain a diet sometimes in the holidays. So if you messed up on Thanksgiving, if you had more carbs... Unsubscribe right now. You can't watch. If you messed up. Like, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. There's nothing wrong with carbohydrates. There's nothing wrong with enjoying food with your friends and family. What's important is long-term habit formation. Now, what can be a problem when we do mess up is those old habits come back. The old ways of being, the old ways of treating food, the old ways of looking at food and looking at ourselves can creep back into the picture, and those destructive habits can kind of gain a foothold again. What's important is to clutch onto the good new habits to feed on the real energy of life, right? You don't want to just feed on the taste, the sensory pleasure and whatnot of the food. We want to be feeding on the mental clarity we have. We want to be feeding on the improvements in our life, just how much better you feel each day. So feed on that. Learn how to feed on that stuff. Don't just get so caught up in the diet aspects of it. Ariel says, I've been working 17 hours a day. Oh, no. Yeah, email me tonight. Let's catch up. She looked up the 382-day fast that guy did, where he lost all that weight, had barely any loose skin. So, yeah, Ariel, we'll talk this week. We'll get together this week. I'm not offended, but I did email you several times, and you didn't answer. Ariel, you're awesome. You're doing great. Aaron says, I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. Have you tried Cuy? We haven't tried Cuy.
Oh, no.
We've been offered Cuy by many people. We haven't tried it yet.
Cuy is guinea pig.
That's guinea pig.
They roast it whole. They put a stick on it and then put it over the grill. And
they put a stick through a guinea pig's butt, through its mouth, and they roast that thing. And it just looks like a big old roasted rat.
Have you tried it?
But they eat grass and stuff. Have you tried it, man? Do you like it? Cindy says, can hubby come off of blood? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Cindy, the blood pressure thing. Sodium intake is really important for blood pressure. Don't let him be afraid of sodium. Check out there was a podcast recently with Dr. Nico. Never mind. I forget the guy's name. Nicotiana something. Andre Nicotina. No, that's not it. That's a rapper from the Bay Area from the 90s. Hyphy movement.
No, like...
R.I.P. Mac Dre.
2003.
Yeah, 7. Be a lot cooler if you did. Be a lot cooler if you did. All right. Not staying long, watching Elf with my daughter and eating coconut curry chicken. Right on.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey there, really? Okay, let's see what else. Can you do more of your mobility and workout videos? Those were awesome. Cool, Dave. Yeah, you know, I don't do really super structured workouts. I'm actually more about kind of flowing in the moment. Failed to answer my question. Unsubscribed, complains somebody. Good.
Wow.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Sun Angel, would you think someone locking me in a room 30 days at a time with just electrolytes would be a better option? I need to lose 100 pounds, so 4 to 5 months would not be bad to keep me from eating.
What?
You want someone to lock you in? All right, so...
You sound way too stressed out.
Oh, yeah, why are you stressing so much? All right, so here's the question. Would you think someone locking me in a room for 30 days at a time with just electrolytes would be a better option? I need to lose 100 pounds, 4 to 5 months. So 4 to 5 months would not be bad to keep me from eating. All right, so I know somebody who's lost 150 pounds... since February. Shout out to Rob. You're freaking awesome. Keto Calisthenics. At Keto Calisthenics on Instagram. Check him out. Rob has lost so much freaking weight in the last year. You don't need to lock yourself in a room and starve to lose 100 pounds. If you want to lose 100 pounds, the most important thing is that you actually form new habits so you can keep the weight off. Right, it's not just about losing it as fast as we can. It's about ingraining new habits and new lifestyle changes that will support and create the shape of body that you desire. Hero, apple cider vinegar, you'll be fine. Apple cider, let's see what else.
It's hard, right, when people want to lose a lot of weight and they get so stressed and focused on the numbers, and then it seems like, generally speaking, they're more likely to bounce back because they're just doing kind of the short-term quick fix solutions instead of reformulating their habits and finding like real sustainable ways of changing their body and their lifestyle.
Ron Jeremy asks if I shave my butthole.
What? No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does, but he's blocked. All right. This is the thing. It's like when you're 13 and you find the internet. I mean, it was like almost funny. Would it be wrong to go around locking fat people up for their own good? All right.
Yes.
Yes, I would be wrong.
That would be wrong.
Locking people for the greater good, right? It's like, would it be wrong to sterilize people against their will for the greater good? Very cool channel and lifestyle, says Jacqueline. Well, thank you. All right, Emolier. All right, let's see what's up. Mutant Stutter says he's self-diagnosed. Many of the symptoms, most annoying being itchy skin. Yeah, that's usually a fungal overgrowth issue. Hopefully I can get to a doctor soon to find out for sure. You can go to a doctor, you can get diagnosed, you can get like a yeast infection diagnosed, but yeah, anyways, all right. Well, best of luck to you on your journey with the Candida thing. Don't go nuts doing Google doctor stuff with Candida. Just take it one step at a time, you'll be all right. Hey, Brenda. All right. Brenda says I'm having plastic surgery Tuesday. They said to stay away from salt, spicy food, and fat, the things I live for. It apparently causes swelling. Any suggestions? All right, first of all right, I'm not a doctor, but they don't know what they're talking about. So you've seen me interview Luis Villasenor from Keto Gains. He's got a group on Facebook with a bunch of people. Keto Gains group. Shout out to Luis. Luis's lovely fiance, Marisol, is a plastic surgeon in Mexico. And she's been using a ketogenic diet for all her clients for years. And she finds that they recover much quicker, that they handle the surgery much better, and their inflammation is much lower. So if I were you, I would most definitely stay on keto after the surgery to improve healing. I would focus on getting foods like collagen. I would focus on getting foods like gelatin. I would focus on keeping inflammation low. And definitely don't worry about the you know, the salt, the spicy food, and the fat. Salt, spicy food, and fat, what they're really referring to is they're talking about, like, Doritos and just, like, crappy fast food. Yeah, that stuff will make you swell up. Because most of the salty, fatty, spicy foods that people in the U.S. are eating are not keto foods. They're fast food, junk food crap that will make you inflamed. Your finger is scrolling on the mouse close to the camera, and it looks like you're doing leg lifts. I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to touch you guys. Hello. All right. What should I eat if I cut out carbs? Protein, fats, and vegetables. All right. What's a good source of protein? What's a good source of protein that we ate today? How about grass-fed beef? Just for like a basic one. Grass-fed beef. How about sardines?
I had canned sardines. I had hard-boiled eggs. And I had some pesto chicken breast with a soft egg. What is a soft egg? Oh, sunny-side-up egg.
Sunny-side-up egg. And it was delicious, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You can find ground bison also in certain places.
Right. There's a lot of really...
You had goat. There's a goat leg in our pot right now, slow cooking. Sheep, lamb, turkey, chicken, all kinds of fish and seafood.
All right, best kind of training on keto. I did heavy lifting the other day and was exhausted for 2 days. Felt like it kicked me out of ketosis. All right, Michelle, kicking you out of ketosis. Now let's look at this. The goal on a ketogenic diet, if you're trying to lose body fat, if you're trying to get healthy, the goal is not to be in ketosis. Ketosis is a side effect of the fat loss. Ketosis and levels of blood ketones will vary depending on your state. And actually, what's probably going to be shown soon is that even your blood ketone meter is not giving you an accurate perception of what's really going on in there. All right.
But there's not just one best way of working out on keto.
Yeah, there's
like,
not.
Whatever's sustainable for you and whatever you like doing.
There's not just one way to do keto. There's not just one right way to do a ketogenic diet. All right, let's see. There's just so many people needing to get blocked. All right. So anyways, the goal is not to be in ketosis. Every time you do a workout, if you do heavy lifting, if you do an intense HIIT training, you might not be in ketosis right after that workout, but it doesn't matter. Your body is going to be shuttling those ketones into the muscles, and you're going to be using those ketones. The goal is not to have elevated ketones all the time. Right after a meal, you're not going to have super high blood ketones. All right, so let's keep this into context. If the context is fat loss, then you don't need to be worried about coming out of ketosis a little bit right after a workout. If you did heavy lifting and you felt crappy afterwards, you probably just lifted your ass off and you made yourself really sore. So that's the inflammation response that your body has after a workout, and that's normal. You need to recover. The next time you work out, you shouldn't get that delayed onset muscle soreness as bad.
Or if you just started doing a keto diet, you just recently cut the carbs and you're still lifting really heavy, you could have just a little bit of lapse time before you go back up to your, like, full strength.
Yeah. All right. Jacqueline says, I don't know how much salt is good for me. I feel like I have symptoms of hypertension, but I know I have sluggish metabolism if I avoid salt. More people are at risk of low sodium than they are at having too high of sodium. You're worried about hypertension. What's going to cause hypertension is going to be things like stress, lack of sleep, but mostly stress. So keep that stress low, and you should be good. What's up, Michelle? From the South in Charleston?
How much salt do you take on a day?
I probably eat at least 3 teaspoons of salt per day. So how much salt do you need? Most people on keto need 5,000 to 7,000 milligrams of salt. Is keto safe for teen kids? To be exact, a 13-year-old who's overweight. Yeah, it's safe. Probably not the best thing to do super long-term. But getting them on a higher fat diet, getting that child on a keto diet and correcting the weight, and then transitioning them to more of a whole foods diet would probably be a good way to go about it. Are artificial sugars bad on keto? Well, I don't know. Some of these artificial sweeteners aren't that great, period. I'm not a big fan of certain artificial sweeteners. Xylitol will kill dogs. What's the other one? What's Rumsfeld's little baby? Aspartame. Gives a lot of people neurological issues. Of course, the bought and paid for science with a line through the S has shown aspartame is totally safe. But like I said, there's a line through the S on that science. So yeah, I avoid aspartame. I avoid most artificial sweeteners. Sweeteners that I do like, I like the natural sweetener erythritol. Erythritol is a nice natural sweetener that I really like. It doesn't bother your gut. Allulose, terrible. I'm going to give you the shits and give you a horrible aftertaste. I prefer to use some of the natural sweeteners, and that's what I like to stick with.
Stevia can work out, too, in certain cases. On our website, there's a tutorial to how to make your own stevia extract that, in my experimentation, I haven't found it. If you do it right, you follow the directions, you don't have any of that bitterness or any of the weird, like, kind of overly grassy aftertaste.
There's so many comments here. All right. Deborah says, I don't have Facebook. Was wondering about the cracker recipe on your Instagram. Oh. Is that in the new cookbook? That's not from our new cookbook. That's from someone else's site. What's that site?
The site was called A Fox in the Kitchen.
A Fox in the Kitchen.
A Fox Kitchen.
A Fox Kitchen. Uh-oh. What was the recipe called?
If you look up Fox Kitchen, it was simple sunflower seed sesame crackers.
And for any, you guys have so much to say and so many questions, and there's so many people watching, especially compared to when we do these during the day. If I skip your question, it's not because I don't like you. It's nothing personal. I just don't have time to answer all these guys.
We can only see two questions
at a time. We can only see a few questions at a time, and I try to scroll back up and get the old ones. Starscream Live says, I agree with you that Disney is brainwashing modern society, but I think Walt's vision was story, art, and happiness. When did they go wrong? Well, all right, so you look at the history of Walt Disney. It's really, really interesting. I mean, he wasn't really liked in Hollywood circles. And in a lot of these Hollywood circles, they try to discredit him quite a bit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how deep you want to go with this whole thing. Like, Disney, all right, so like, did Walt intend for Disney to become one of the major tools for social engineering and for the destruction of the human spirit? I don't think so. I don't think Walt himself really was so into that, but I don't know. I mean, Disneyland itself was the history of Disney, of Disneyland, and of, I mean, just modern media and television is very interesting. When you look at Disney's humble beginnings and you look at, like, the World War II propaganda, they were heavily involved. I mean, all media was heavily tied in with the military-industrial complex from the beginning, and television and radio, have always historically been used for social engineering. And, I mean, obviously Disney is one of the...
I remember that specifically. They had old footage I saw one time on a YouTube video, like black and white kind of educational videos that were talking about the moon landing or talking about...
Well, yeah, I mean, Wernher von Braun, but that was after Walt's death.
Okay.
So a lot of this stuff, you know, when they brought in Wernher von Braun and they were working with DARPA and telling everybody about space exploration and all this crap. I don't know. I mean, that's for like a whole nother channel. All right. For the all-purpose keto bread, when using almond flour instead of coconut, is the ratio the same? No. But that bread is probably not going to even work with almond flour.
I've never tried it with almond flour.
There's another recipe in the book that's a nice almond flour bread. What's that one called?
I don't know.
Isn't there a bread with almond flour in
the
book?
There's a coconut flour bread. I think most of my breads are with coconut flour.
We like almond flour, but it's very calorie dense. It tastes really good in pastries and stuff like that, but it's not always the best. All right. Hey, Tristan, would you recommend keto for someone who has a hard time gaining weight? Ooh, I don't know. It depends on the individual. Could be good, could be a disaster. It can make it really hard to eat a lot because your satiety drops.
If anybody's wondering what that cracker comment was about, she was referencing this Instagram picture that I took earlier of my lunch. And I made these crackers and then I posted them in our new Facebook group called Ketogenic Baking. So the recipe's there. If you guys want to jump on Facebook and join our group, we can keep talking about
the new baking.
Yeah, so check out our new, we got a ketogenic baking group on Facebook. But also make sure to follow us on Instagram. I haven't been doing as much of these YouTube live things. The platform of YouTube is kind of, I don't know, it's I'm waning on my enthusiasm for Google and YouTube, especially with the recent censorship stuff and the way that they've been trying to intellectually and philosophically bully everybody into conforming to certain worldviews.
And constantly demonetizing.
And demonetizing videos. Yeah, recipe videos, like completely innocuous like recipe vlogs. Videos, you know, like family vlogs. They just demonetize them. And I don't know. So we've been doing actually a lot of live stuff on Instagram, which is fun. They delete them after 24 hours. It goes down after 24 hours, but that kind of makes it cool because it's, I don't know, it kind of mimics the ephemeral nature of conversation and of reality where a moment only happens once.
Tristan's had some really nice sessions where people can actually call in live and you guys can like get deeper into issues.
Well, that's the thing. More. Well, not people can call in. I invite people in if I want to talk to them. It's not just anyone calls in. But yeah, that's the cool thing about Instagram is people can jump on. People can jump on the talk and actually speak with you live. So I really like that. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Primal Edge Health. All right. There's just so many. Right. Beer is the hard habit to quit. Me likes it. Stacy. Yeah, beer can be hard. But you know what? I mean, if you really want to make that change, you'll do it. It's like, yeah, beer can be hard to quit, but so can alcohol, so can cigarettes, so can all kinds of addictive things. Hey, Will, how's it going, man? Will Warburton, former client, buddy of mine. How's it going, Will? How does your body burn fat when eating dietary fat? That's a great question. So your body's constantly emptying out and filling fat cells. You don't actually kill fat cells. You empty them out of lipids. It keeps jumping down to the bottom. I wish it would stay still. I don't want to miss people's questions. So, yeah, your body can burn fat. All right, so if you're eating an excess of dietary fat, you will not be burning body fat. That's what I'm getting at. A ketogenic diet is a diet based around keeping carbohydrates low. You're eating protein, fats, and vegetables, and more fat that you eat in your diet means you're not going to burn the reserve tank that you've stored on your body. So if you're eating 300 grams of fat, your body's not going to pull 300 grams of fat from your body. But the opposite end of the spectrum is if you're eating just protein, you're not going to feel very good. So we want to find a healthy balance of getting sufficient fats, but not getting too much fat to where we don't burn our own body fat. And Jessica is almost asleep.
Still awake. I had chamomile tea earlier. Chilled out.
How much vegetables is best with the diet? You know, I mean, that's debatable. I've gone through periods of eating lots of vegetables, periods of eating no vegetables. To be honest, I've felt great both ways, but it all depends on the context. So some people can love veggies and handle them well. Other people don't like them.
I do that too. I go in spurts.
Yeah. So sorry. All right, I've been keto for 3 months. My appetite has gone way down. If I eat only 1,000 calories a day, will I slow down my metabolism? Cool question. All right, so 1,000 calories a day. I don't know if you're a male or female. Don't know how big you are, how much lean muscle you have. You don't want to eat so little that you're burning lean muscle mass. We want to maintain lean body mass, so make sure you're getting insufficient protein. Is 1,000 calories too little? That depends on the context. Will you ruin your metabolism long-term through calorie restriction? No. Your metabolism and your body will adjust. There are metabolic adaptations that happen, but you're not going to create permanent metabolic damage through eating low calories. But if you're a woman and you're stressing out and you're eating super low calories and you lose your period and get all wonky in your hormones, that can be pretty it can be a bad situation. So just don't cut your calories too low. Usually I say for women, don't go below 70 grams of fat per day. All right. Michael, what's up, Michael? He says, I love that I no longer have questions after watching your channel for a year.
Wow.
Still enjoy watching. Always learn something new still. Michael, thanks, man. That's so sweet. I feel like there's nothing else to say about keto. And it's like we've been putting out this content for 3 years now. And Now, I mean, when we first started out, it was crazy. There was like no keto channels. Mm-hmm. It was like we were like one of the only ones. And it was, I don't know, it kind of felt like I had to be the voice of reason on a lot of stuff. Now, after all these years, the rest of the people are catching on and everybody repeats what we say. So it's like, you know, I got other people out there saying the same stuff now. I can talk about whatever I want. Like about Disney destroying the psyche of our youth and brainwashing girls to become little whores. I mean, poor Miley Cyrus, man. Like, how many people abused that girl as a child? All right, I think I think canned sardines are the nutritional number one for those on a budget. Wild-caught food, half the price of a can of Coke in the UK.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Silly. That's so cool. Sardines are half the price of a can of Coke in the UK. In the US, they're like three times the price of a can of Coke. What's a good body fat percentage for women to stay lean but be healthy? Man, most women under like 15% body fat can feel pretty crappy, so don't go too low in body fat, women.
But also, I mean, for you as a person, you just like feel it out in your own body.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be looking at yourself in the mirror and always being like, oh, I still have 2% to go before I'm on point.
Right.
It's like,
how do you feel at that body fat percentage? Do you still have your period? Are you still feeling good? Do you have energy throughout the day? If you're not losing your fertility, you should be all right. All right. Crystal says, I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, hanging out with my family, watching you guys after decorating our Christmas tree. Whoa. Baby falling asleep in my arms.
Yes.
Rocking in the rocking chair. You guys are great. Crystal, you're awesome.
That's such a sweet scene. Thanks for sharing that.
All right. Check out Will's comment. Will, who... was a former client, at least it must have been like 2 years ago. It says, my girlfriend has had psoriasis in her legs for many years. She's cut out dairy. She's been eating keto for a year. She's tried various probiotics. Nothing seems to work. Any suggestions?
What's psoriasis?
Sorry, I mean, she's looking at like inflammation issues in the skin. Yeah. Skin issues. Look, gut microbiota changes take time. I would say that the issue probably is starting in the gut. But a lot of these things can manifest not just from like food sensitivity issues, making sure she's getting sufficient sleep, keeping stress low, and maybe looking at correcting the gut microbiome imbalances slowly but surely. I mean, just taking like some random probiotic off the shelf, unfortunately, usually isn't enough. There's a lot of different strains of probiotics. Some of them are good for some people. Some of them suck for other people. You know, the same probiotic that might give me really good results might be shitty for you. Hold on. So, probiotics all the way across the board. You know, it's I couldn't just say, oh, well, yeah, take probiotics. That doesn't really solve the issue there. I would say have her look into doing maybe an elimination diet. You mentioned she already took out cheese or dairy from her diet. There could be other things. Nightshades can be a big issue for a lot of people. Lectins can be a big issue for a lot of people. Shoot, you might even want to have her try doing like a zero-carb diet, like my buddy Andrew Scarborough or Phil Escott. I haven't heard from Phil in so long. I think Phil doesn't like me anymore because I made fun of Jack Kruse. If you make fun of Jack Kruse, his followers get really mad.
I know, he's a cult.
All right. Hello from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 48. Still enjoying keto after 3 months, but struggling with upper belly fat. Should I add more cardio? If so, how much is too much? I also weight train 3 times a week. Karen, welcome to the channel. Thanks for dropping by. Cincinnati, Ohio, 48 years old. You're looking young and beautiful in your picture. 3 months struggling with upper belly fat. Unfortunately, through exercise, we can't just target certain spots of fat. What you're going to want to do is continue losing body fat, keeping your stress low and your inflammation low. If you want to add cardio, that could be helpful. But what happens when people increase exercise, increase the intensity of exercise, start doing cardio, what often happens is they just get more hungry. And when you're getting more hungry, it can be hard to actually limit how much food intake you're throwing through there. So first of all, make sure you're tracking. Second of all, tracking your macros, getting sufficient protein, make sure you're getting 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass in protein. Fat is your energy source. If you're eating too much fat, you won't lose body fat. But if you're already making progress with fat loss, you've got to realize that it's not a short-term fix. It's really hard to spot reduce fat, nearly impossible. Sometimes there's hormonal imbalances, which can make us store belly fat, like cortisol can be high. But I would suggest just keep at it, be patient, and maybe forget about that upper belly fat for a while and focus on building strength and focus on measuring something else. Because if you're just staring at that spot on your belly all the time, you're creating this like rut in your mind. And every time you walk into the mirror, you're going to look at it. Yeah, you want to be careful with that. Why is your lighting red? Do you guys use a red UV light or something? We do use a red UV, not UV light, but we do. We are really into red light therapy. Our lights are red just for helping us sleep, for helping us relax. Bright white and blue light actually increase cortisol production and stop melatonin production. So as I'm looking at the screen right now, I'm not doing too much good for my sleep cycle. So we change all our light bulbs in our house to red lights, and it helps us all sleep better.
We also have salt lamps that we like a lot.
There's a salt lamp behind me right there. And it just creates a really nice ambiance. It's, I don't know, I like it.
I think it's amazing for the kids.
The kids fall asleep right away.
Yeah, I love it.
You guys are awesome. Love Jessica's book. I'm in love with the recipes. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on cheese? Delicious.
I like it.
I changed over from xylitol to erythritol. Glad I did. Yep. Saw the test that Keto Connect did with xylitol. Kicked their insulin levels. Well, they weren't measuring insulin levels. If they were measuring after xylitol, they would have been measuring blood glucose levels. So, yeah, xylitol can make some people's blood glucose go up. Are you doing a collaboration with Keto Connect, and when? Dude, I talk... All right, Keto Connect...
What should we do?
Yeah, what should we do with Keto Connect? Should Keto Connect come visit us in Ecuador? Because we're not going to Atlanta. That's for damn sure. I'm not flying to the States. Yeah, Keto Connect, calling you out. When you come down to collaborate. No, Keto, we've collaborated with them a little bit, but not like in person.
They just released a podcast with Tristan today.
Today, Keto Connect released a podcast where they interviewed me. And I talked about, I don't know, a bunch of nonsense. It wasn't a bunch of nonsense. I think Jessica jumped in at the end.
I did.
The first half of it, I think we talked about like keto and all that stuff. But then later, I think we got into some really interesting stuff in the second half of that podcast. So yeah, also Keto Connect jumped in on our YouTube, on our Instagram live thing today. So if you go to my Instagram feed, which is at Primal Edge Health, and you check out the live thing from earlier, you can see Matt jumped on the call, but it started getting an echo. So I don't even know if you guys could hear it. But yeah, they interviewed me, and I want to interview them soon. I got a bunch of questions I'd love to ask them about their journey, and I want to laugh at Matt about eating 4,000 calories a day. Bloating up. Thank you so much for answering my question. Truly appreciate it. I drink energy drinks. What are your thoughts on them? I think they're crap. But it's like, I mean, but there's different people at different places. Top notch number one. Yeah, I mean, it's like pick your battles kind of a thing. You drink energy drinks, I don't think they're good for you. Disney even stole Will Eisner's signature, says Jacqueline Chang. No, did he? Club 33. You guys members of Club 33 at Disneyland? All right. Where can I get keto products in Australia? I don't know. Kangaroo meat. Yo, Tristan, do you actually play piano too? No, I don't actually.
Doesn't.
I beg to differ now. Now, I just because she said no,
was
I want to like...
Was that too harsh?
I played when we first got that. We got like a little electric piano here. I'm musically inclined, but not practiced on the piano. I love piano.
I can play a little bit.
I can't play very much though. I can play like little, like I can play like pop music type stuff. Like, I mean, I'm probably as good of a musician as the shit you hear on the radio and MTV nowadays though. But I'm not gonna sit down and play Chopin or anything. But I can sit down and find some chords and have a little fun, make some pretty sounds, but I don't play it beautifully. I don't play it well. Would snorting bath salts give you enough minerals if done daily? Snorting bath salts. Probably want to smoke the bath salts, right? I'm just kidding. Don't smoke. Stay away from these bath salts. Who is it that's pushing all these things, all these research chemicals and bath salts and freaking spice and stuff? This stuff is destroying kids' minds.
I remember that
this
story.
This is insane.
The lady from Florida, it was like she smoked bath salts. Something about bath salts, and then she ate a person.
No, these people are like, you try to eat each other's faces when they smoke this shit. Dude, these people are putting out these research chemicals. And when I was in college, these research chemicals started getting huge. So, but back then it was like 2CI, 2CB, 2CT7, 2C2, triodromo, brago, dromo, fly. And these things started coming out. And man, I can't tell you how many people I've seen fried on these things. You've got everybody in Silicon Valley now is all into microdosing LSD and stuff. It's like the new thing. I mean, Silicon Valley, it is the extension of the social engineering movement from the 60s and the 70s. The fake alternative, the fake anti-establishment movement, right? Like the fake anti-establishment movie in the 60s was like led by Timothy Leary and all these Crowleyites, all these Thelemites, who were basically, you know, do what thou wilt, do what you want to do, sex, drugs, rock and roll. What did you get? You got madness, you got narcissism, and you had a generation of broken, busted people and the destruction of the family. Mm-hmm. Now you've got Silicon Valley pushing microdosing on everybody. It's a very interesting time. But also at the same time, you got all these stupid research chemicals that these people are taking. Like I just found out, these kids in California now, like young high school kids, are you know, they're pushing psychedelics at these kids now. I used to be really pro a lot of this stuff, but the more you see like what the true results of it is, I mean, these things, especially these research chemicals are freaking dangerous, people. Stay off the bath salts, folks. How does kratom affect keto? Kratom or kratom, how would it affect keto? It wouldn't necessarily directly affect ketosis. What it can do is decrease hunger. So if you're trying to lose weight, kratom could decrease your hunger. I'm not saying you should take it, but it's not going to affect blood glucose or ketosis directly. Look at all these. You got a nice beard, says... Oh. What's with all the trolls? I guess on YouTube, every 13 to 15-year-old... there's probably 11-year-olds now.
That's how I should remember what I was like.
Can get on. Oh, man. I would have... If I... Some of the comments people are making to troll, I probably would have done some of the same stuff when I was like 11 or 12. Fourth grade with my little punk-ass friends.
Yeah.
Is it safe to eat 600 to 700 calories a day of olive oil? Well, that's going to depend on the context, man. So 600 to 700 calories a day, how much olive oil is that really? One tablespoon of olive oil is going to have like 100 calories or something.
It's 14 grams of fat.
Yeah, so I mean, say a tablespoon is 100 calories. 6 tablespoons of olive oil, nothing wrong with that. All right. I tried Lakanto and I love it, says Ariel.
Yeah,
we like Lakanto too. So we were talking about xylitol and these artificial sweeteners earlier. Erythritol, not going to bug your gut. And what Lakanto is, it's actually an erythritol mixed with monk fruit extract. And if you guys go to Lakanto.com, they'll hook you up with a discount. What's the discount coupon code?
Primal Edge Health.
Primal Edge Health. All lowercase. Mm-hmm. Said in a really sleepy voice by Jessica.
One word.
All right.
We've had too many xylitol scares. We used to use it actually in toothpaste. And we would leave
our dogs kept getting it.
And our dogs repeatedly would find it in the kitchen and eat it or almost eat it.
We never knew
what would happen.
Well, we knew that xylitol is supposed to kill dogs. Our dogs have eaten xylitol so many times.
Yeah.
They're still alive. I don't know.
But we've given them peanut butter. we've given them cotton balls.
Some people say that that certain xylitol from birch trees doesn't do that to dogs.
Oh, really?
Don't test this though. I'm not sure what the truth on that is.
It was just too stressful.
How much saturated fat should I consume on keto? Worried about long-term health effects. There's no long-term negative effects from saturated fat, Marcel. That's a good question. How much should you consume? Well, it depends on your goals. If you're trying to burn body fat, you can consume saturated fats from your body. Your body doesn't store a bunch of saturated fat because it's so toxic and you can't eat it.
Do you think she's talking about in relation to monounsaturated fat?
Yeah, you don't want to eat polyunsaturated fats. Those are very bad for health. Saturated fat's totally fine. And depending on your context, you can eat quite a bit of it. As far as like a percentage, if you should eat like half monounsaturated and half saturated, different people get different results for different things. All right, look at this. People are spamming like crazy. Some dude's putting a spam link up, says he's taking money for charity. Click on my spam link.
No, man.
Click on my spam link and get a virus. Have any recommendations for other ways to consume bone broth, apart from drinking it?
Yeah, you could cook vegetables in it.
Yeah, or
you could,
simmer veggies in it if you like veggies.
I made Ariana this cheese sauce this morning with bone broth and gelatin and then melted cheese and salt and pepper. She really liked it.
What else can you do with bone broth? You can make soups and stews with bone broth as a base instead of water.
You can braise vegetables and meats in it.
All right. I just started keto today. Stomach hurts. Head feels cloudy at times. Is there something other than sodium that can help? Kind of getting tired of all sodium in one day. Chase, give it 2 more days. You're going to be okay. Make sure you're getting enough sodium in. Take a teaspoon of salt with each meal. 3 teaspoons a day should be enough for you. And take some magnesium. 400 milligrams of magnesium glycinate should be sufficient. Bree says, you mentioned in one of your videos you may need more protein instead of fat. Do you have any meals or recipes for that? We have so many recipes on our website. Go to PrimalEdgeHealth.com. We're actually always putting up new recipes in Instagram as well. At Primal Edge Health. Night shift and adrenal care. How much ashwagandha and holy basil should I take? I was thinking about getting capsules from Mountain Rose Herbs. Hey, Sarah. Wait, is this the Sarah that I know? Is this a Sarah, the client?
Probably. She knows.
How much ashwagandha? All right, look. Whatever the recommended dosage is on your bottle, one should be enough, Sarah. Start with one. If you want to double it afterwards, double it. Go for a single dose. Chan Wong,
in the morning or at night?
Love your channel. Since having keto diet adapted, I always feel full. I have a hard time to eat, but at the same time, I do want to gain weight. Any advice? Palatable foods. So you have a hard time eating and you want to gain weight? check out the baking book. Right. Maybe he doesn't have money to buy the book. So if you don't want to buy the book, go on our website and check out some of these recipes for the zucchini cookies, the zucchini chocolate chip cookies. Those are really calorie dense. Also, what else could you go for?
The coffee cake is good.
The coffee cake, the keto coffee cake is absurdly good. So you're going to want to go for these really palatable foods that you can eat a lot of. Find those foods and eat them. Alistair says, you know you're a success when you have porn and fundraising bots join the convo. Evening, folks. Yeah, what's up with the porn bots? I wonder if those are actually programmed from some of these porn moguls to make people. Because
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just if you're scrolling through YouTube or something, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's a picture. And it's a girl with a thong bending over or something.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of dudes are going to go to Pornhub.
But they click the picture.
Yeah, it's just it triggers the animal state of your mind. And you get a little dopamine. And they're oh, I'm going to go jerk off. So then they'll go to a porn site and they'll whack it.
I don't know. That's
so these bots, I never even thought about that. I just thought these were like actual 12, 13-year-olds. But I forgot about the whole AI and bots thing, which is really real now. There are AI. There's certain people who comment on all my videos that I'm pretty sure are bots. That's my theory. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, that's an interesting theory. But those things are probably bots just trying to get people to go to porn sites after. Deborah says, in regards to Ryder biting, I hope Ari's okay.
Yeah, he bit her hard.
He bit her hard
there
earlier.
Was a mark for hours after that.
Isn't it funny? He's as a children are so interesting and so amazing.
Okay, tell the whole story.
I wasn't even there.
Ariana was protecting Ryder. There's a cliff. she was helping out and doing the right thing, but it went against what Ryder wanted to happen.
His will is developing.
He bit her.
He bit her hard.
And then she's standing there screaming and crying, but then still holding him and trying to help him.
She was so sweet. I thought that she was frustrated because she couldn't do what she was trying to do, because she was making that sound. She's like, "Mama, up. So we just ignored her. And then she just started screaming as loud as she could.
I think it happened again later.
How to deal with heart palpitations and increased heart rate on keto. Potassium and magnesium and sodium. It's probably potassium, though. Potassium citrate can be helpful. Finding Emily says, can't find Lakanto in New Zealand yet. Oh, they'll ship to you.
They will.
Yeah, they ship worldwide. But yeah, get normal erythritol. Normal erythritol is great too. What's up, everybody? Well, look at all these new people. Crito. All right. All these little trolley 12-year-olds coming by to waste their time. All right, Nathan, you're welcome for answering your question, my friend. Keep it up.
I like doing this at night.
Yeah, it's a little better at night.
It's different.
What else is going on, guys? It's so hard to space out sauerkraut batches to always have sauerkraut.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Alistair says he keeps seeing these animated porn sites, which, yeah, how messed up is that? They do all these, like, and they try to bait children in. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember. They've been doing that for years. Man, I'm so glad I don't look at porn anymore. So many people are leaving this to go look at porn right now just because we're talking about it. They're like, later, I'm going to Pornhub. Stay off that stuff. It's rotting your mind, guys. You don't understand. Like, it really is. It's changing human relationships. It's changing the way you view people. And it's pornography is dehumanizing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you're literally watching, like you're literally watching women that are a step up from sex slaves. Some of them are probably literally... grew up, you know, in human trafficking situations. These are, you know, hotbeds for drugs, human trafficking. I mean, the porn industry is horrific. It is horrific. Stay off that stuff. Don't support it. It's dehumanizing. It destroys children's minds and destroys relationships. I wonder how many people are here from Keto for Beginners. That's right. Tracy Walker, what's up? Keto for Beginners. Shout out to the Keto for Beginners group. For shouting us out. Thanks, guys. All right. I hope that y'all are doing this. I love that y'all are doing this at night. I never get to watch your live ones during the day. Good. Yeah, I'm glad we're doing it at night, too. It's fun. We got a lot more people tuning in this time. Probably because of all the awesome support. Like the sweet people over at Keto for Beginners group. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Do you know much about keto? And the different types of keto diets for epilepsy. Absolutely. A ketogenic diet was first named and first kind of studied in the Western world in modern times as a treatment for epilepsy. So in the 1920s, or was it the 30s? I always forget. 20s, 30s. Kids with refractory epilepsy, with epilepsy that couldn't be treated with drugs, they started putting them on a ketogenic diet. Actually, it's been known for a long time. Even the ancient Greeks knew that when people were having epileptic seizures, if you would fast them, if you wouldn't give them any food, if you kept them from food and water, they would stop getting these seizures. So what they did was they found a way to mimic fasting with a diet. And that diet was called the ketogenic diet because they named the compounds that they started measuring in the blood, beta-hydroxybutyrate, acetoacetate, and acetone, they named those ketone bodies. So then they called it the ketogenic diet. So keto for epilepsy is massively important, especially for children. I mean, imagine having a kid that's having 100 seizures a day.
So hard.
It's so difficult. But you administer this diet, and they stop getting seizures. So it's absolutely incredible for that. The one difficulty for kids is it can stunt their growth. It is kind of difficult to get in enough calories on a ketogenic diet, especially for children who you know, might not have a huge appetite already. Keto torches appetite. So if you do have children that are using keto for epilepsy, you're going to make sure that they get in enough calories and a ketogenic diet for epilepsy. A ketogenic diet for medical purposes is different than a ketogenic diet for fat loss. So if you're doing a ketogenic diet for epilepsy, you are going to want to measure your blood ketones. You are going to want to stay in that therapeutic keto range. Whereas if you're doing it for fat loss, it's much more simple.
I came across this ebook recently. It's called Fighting Back with Fat. I haven't read it yet, so I can't give a full critique. But it's written by these two moms who both have children with epilepsy. And then they kind of joined forces here and share their story. And they wrote a bunch of recipes in this book. That might be a good resource for people.
T.S. Odinson, who is a regular.
Hey.
Says watching porn supports scum like Weinstein. Think about it. Rapists in Hollywood. You can definitely assume the porn industry is filled with them. Well, yeah. I mean, those two industries are closely linked, too. That's just on the surface, too. I mean, dudes like Weinstein, I mean, that's tip of the iceberg, folks. What's going on with kids in Hollywood? Huh? You guys seen the film The Open Secret? Or is that being suppressed already? Has Google delisted it? All right. Love you all. Love all you are putting out there for those choosing this lifestyle. Thanks, Teresa. All right, 0.8 grams per pound of lean muscle on your body. All right, so 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass, meaning your total body mass minus your fat mass.
And that's protein.
That's in protein. Easiest way to lose 10 pounds? Depends on the person, depends on the situation, depends how much weight you've got to lose, depends on what you like, depends on how you live, depends on what your tastes are. All right. I've been recommending you guys on Keto for Beginners for months. I've learned everything I know about keto from you two. I love the Ketogenic Edge cookbook, by the way. Sarah, stop it. Where's the hug button? There's no hug button on here. Sarah, you're awesome. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the... I don't know what to say. That's awesome. All right. I'm having trouble shooting for arm bars in my jiu-jitsu class because of my belly fat. What can I eat on the keto diet for pure fat loss? Right. Well, it depends on how much weight you got to lose, right? But if you're doing keto for fat loss, and I've said this many times, and I'll say it again, the most important macro for you to eat is not fat. The most important macro for you to eat on keto for fat loss is protein. Protein fills you up. You need it for creating certain hormones. You need it for human growth hormone. You need it for satiety, for leptin levels. Eat protein, burn fat from your body, keep the carbs low. Of course, you're going to have some fat that comes with the protein, so you'll be good. Sorry, I have another question. Do you coach people if they want to customize the keto lifestyle for fat loss, for weight loss? Yes, we do coaching. If you go to primaledgehealth.com, I have been decreasing the amount of coaching clients that I take on, but I have kept my schedule a little bit more clear for the next few weeks, so I should be able to take on 2 to 3 clients within the next few weeks. So yeah, hit me up, primaledgehealth.com. But also, I mean, there's so much information that we put out for free. You might not even need coaching. Like, you might just want to check out some of these live events that we've done on YouTube, check out live Instagram, stuff like that. I mean, it's really, like, you can get a lot of gems, and you can completely formulate your diet just using the information from this broadcast alone. Michael Weisenauer says, I love all the peoples, but damn, some cannot get past the low-fat brainwashing. Love the people open to my keto teaching. Yeah, well, I mean, that's just on that level too, right? I mean, well, what about other things that really affect the world, right? You know, I mean, it's like you have problems getting through to people on, like, their low-fat dogma that they've been brainwashed with through government and media. What else has your government been lying to you about? What else has your media been lying to you about? You think these pharmaceutical companies that are advertising in between, you know, Dancing with the Stars segments give a shit about your health? When all their profits depend on having a sick and manipulable population? So while they make you depressed with the lies they tell you on the TV, they sell you the antidepressants on the ads in between the lies that are creating anxiety, fear, hatred, insecurity. This is what the television is there to pump us full of. Contradictory philosophies.
I remember those ads. Was it like Zoloft or something? The little bubbles that go around?
Yeah, like hopping around.
Watching those, and then I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I want some.
Yeah, see, like when she was in high school and she was like feeling depressed, like every high school student.
I thought it would make my life so much better.
She's just like, we're all looking for answers. All right, your thoughts on targeted keto diet for athletic performance. Great question. Targeted keto diet being taking in carbohydrates, rather, in the context of a ketogenic diet around workouts. That can be great for some people for athletic performance. Start out with like 20 grams of carbs before a workout, or even less. Use fast-acting carbohydrates. Actually, one of the protocols I like to use is like a tablespoon of honey. I don't even use it myself, but when I'm working with clients, I had this one guy a few months ago, and he's doing great. He's an indoor, what is it called?
The soccer player.
It's not soccer. It's like stickball or something.
Okay.
It's like this crazy sport where it's like kind of like indoor soccer mixed with hockey. It's big in Europe. But anyways, he takes a tablespoon of honey before each match, and he finds it really helps his performance.
Oh, we're talking about
a guy that's like...
But raw honey is what I was going to say.
Good, raw honey. Wild honey, not like the fake honey you get in stores.
Chinese honey?
Not stuff from China, but like get some like good local honey and try that. But also, you know, just some quick digesting carbohydrates as an adjunct for actually improving performance. Now, this is an advanced technique that I wouldn't recommend to people who are just trying to lose body fat. So if you're trying to lose body fat, you don't need to even take more carbohydrates. But some people who've been doing keto for a long time, some people who've gotten the pathway well established, who have the mitochondria to burn fat, for them, it can be cool to play around with some carbs around workouts, either before or after the workout. Tyrone says, Tristan, I have to jet soon. Just wanted to thank you. Your guidance has helped me lose 30 kilos this year.
Nice.
Kept me motivated on keto. Still tweaking my program, but loving the lifestyle so far.
Very
cool. Tyrone, thanks so much, man. Thank you. I mean, you did it. You know, I mean, we're just mouthpieces. You're the one who did it, man. Good work. Thoughts on endotoxin from saturated fat. Yeah, endotoxin happens in the gut. Endotoxin release, if you got leaky gut, endotoxin can be an issue. But it's about context. A lot of people like to freak you out. Oh, endotoxin. It's highly contextual. Not everybody's got a leaky gut issue. Not everybody has issues with endotoxin. Tomato smoothie. I had a seizure recently. It was one-off one. I've never had one before. Into ketosis for 1.5 years now. Wow. However, been exerting and been out in the sun a lot, off late. Gut hurts too. Okay, sorry to hear that. I'm not sure what you're asking. All right. I would love to know from your wife, who's right here, almost asleep, if prior to embarking on keto and conscious living, did she ever deal with eating disorder or body image issues? What are some pointers to overcome it? Did you ever have body issue image?
Of course.
Body image issues.
Of course.
Eating disorder. Every girl in high school gets taught how to have an eating disorder now, you guys. You guys realize this, right? They teach you in the schools to have eating disorders because that's how you get attention.
Yep.
That's what they're literally programming this into society. If you think I'm joking, this might sound extreme. No. Why do you think they do this? Extreme. Why do you think they're educating people on eating disorders? They're teaching children how
and
to do
suicide.
This. Just like the suicide prevention crap, they're planting this. But this is social engineering, folks.
You see the body dysmorphia come from all kinds of angles. I mean, there's Victoria's Secrets. There's, I don't know how relevant this is now, but when I was growing up, right, you have like magazines and print ads and all the, perfume.
Well, yeah, we grew up in the 90s, right? So in the 90s, it's like the popular look. You know, in the 80s, it was kind of like, in the 90s, the popular look became like heroin chic. You know, it was like heroin models with big fake tits. You had like Pamela Anderson, you know, like these
but
women.
But also the belly shirts.
Yeah, exactly. And like Britney Spears with
Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Again, those are Disney babies.
Yeah, they're all, of course, they're all coming from Disney, right? All the programming, sexualization of children, destruction of the family, all this programming getting pushed through Disney, eating disorders, body dysmorphia, hypersexualization. Remember that Britney Spears video? The first video that came out with Britney Spears, she's dressed up as a freaking schoolgirl, hypersexualized.
Catholic, yeah.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah.
Speaking about abusive sexual
Super
relationships
bad.
With older men. I mean, this is what they're programming children with. This is Disney, folks. Yeah. This is your wholesome ABC family. It's insane. So, yeah, of course, women are programmed to have eating disorders, but how do you get beyond it?
I mean, it takes time, first of all. And then, yeah. I mean, you really just have to, you have to transcend it, realizing that you were created as a very special and unique being, and you have your own individual path, and you...
So you got to connect to something more powerful than the bullshit programming that they're pushing on you through Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus, all these little sex slaves that they parade around in front of you in the media.
Something more powerful than yourself that gives you strength.
Katy Perry, why do you think they're like publicly destroying these women's psyches in front of everybody? They did the same thing to Britney Spears, right?
Oh, her breakdown with the shaved head.
Remember her? Exactly. When she shaved her head, she was breaking down, had her psychotic breakdown.
Yeah.
It was ritualistic. They're programming society with these things. They're programming mental illness into you. But if you see the programs, then you can detach from it.
Yeah.
And you got to understand that there's something much more powerful than that that lives inside of you. There's something eternal that's been given to us. There's something that's intangible, that's so beautiful and so powerful and so strong, that can't really be fully broken and programmed out of us with all this filth they push out through the media, with all the lies they tell us about what foods are good for you, about what you're supposed to look like and feel like and speak like and act like.
I have written about this in a few different articles that are on our blog. I think in the lifestyle section. If you're on the homepage, you'll see that little tab on the top.
Boom. All right. Sarah says, I love you guys. Well, thank you.
We love
Steve.
You,
Sarah. Oh, Steve-O, what's up? Do you think protein first thing in the morning is important for women over 40? Yeah, and I think I think it's important for women under 40 as well. Protein in the morning is going to drop your cortisol levels and increase leptin levels, thus increasing satiety. And if you get a good amount of protein and fat and tyrosine, you'll be able to create more dopamine. So, get it. Get that protein in the morning, guys. It's going to drop your cortisol down. It's going to increase your dopamine levels. Very, very important, especially as we age and we stop being so efficient with our use of protein. That stuff is super, super important. Thoughts on N? All right, wait, we already read that one. I would love to know. Okay, sorry.
Read that one too.
Claudia, that's a beautiful question. It's something that's dear to our heart, the eating disorder thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really what it comes down to is our own personal connection to life. And, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So it's
and
like
starting to look at your food as nourishment. It's like you're not, you don't have to always think that you're punishing yourself or thinking that if you eat food, you're hurting yourself. You know, like you have to nourish yourself and you have to love yourself and realize that you're worth it.
And not just with food. How about the media that you take in, right? So if you're watching, like, I don't know, what do people watch? Is MTV even on anymore?
I don't know.
If you're watching this stuff, I mean, like us, we grew up. What was pushed on us? We just described it. It was the Britney Spears, the Christina Aguilera. Exactly. All these little abused
all these
children.
Set up as idols.
Set up as idols. And then these are the individuals who they're sick. They're in a sick environment, surrounded by pederasts. I mean, we know this now. And they're being programmed, and they're programming society with these people. So the eating disorder thing is horrible. It's programmed into our society, and they even teach you in school how to do it. And they teach you that it's a way to get attention. It's sick, it's disgusting, and it's sad. But what we can do about it is we can connect to life, and we can look at food as nourishment, and we can look at everything that we put into our eyes and our ears as nourishment as well. So it's like we got to stop looking at the stuff that's programming us with these images. Stop buying the Glamour magazine. Stop reading
Cosmopolitan,
Cosmo and Teen Vogue and all these filth propaganda magazines. These are not there for just entertainment. These are there for social engineering purposes. Always have been. Hey, guys. Love all the very helpful info. Love your videos. Very informative. Easy to follow advice for getting started. Have lost 25 pounds and gained muscle. Aiming for 30 to 50 grams of carbs. Right on. Nice advice, Jessica. In my experience, there is often underlying reason which needs addressing before healing.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Most of it really is like everybody just wants love.
Right? And how would we go about trying to get that love? Sometimes it gets really distorted.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we learn ways to get love, attention, satisfaction, security.
Right, you get rewarded and
we learn to get them from
ways.
The wrong places.
Yeah.
Drugs, food.
Sex.
Yeah, exactly. All these things. They can all become a distraction. They can all degrade our quality of life. So eating disorders are huge, not because it's a natural thing to have disordered eating, But because we are being raised by a sick society, we've got to admit it. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, you know, everything on TV is great. You know, like, let's just talk positive. No, no, no. We've got to call it for what it is. Like, this is something that that is being programmed into the children, and they're being exposed to this at a really young age, and never mind. How did you two become so wise? I love everything you have to say. So much truth. Love you guys. Through being really naive and screwed up for the years, right?
Making a lot of mistakes.
From being super naive, idealistic.
Yeah, romantic.
And then you start to realize how the world really works. But also, I mean, I don't know. We got to ask questions. We got to question reality. I don't know. I mean, some of us just have always questioned things. I've always looked at the world a little bit differently than people around me, or at least I thought I did. Maybe I just thought I was so special, a special little snowflake. But I've always looked at human behavior at like more of a macro level, and always been fascinated with why do people do the things they do?
Right.
How do wars come about?
Exactly.
How do you get millions of people to go kill millions of people? I was always interested with this stuff. Yeah. How did World War I happen? You know what? I was always amazed with with human behavior at a macro level and how people get wrapped up in these mass movements of delusion and violence. And I don't know. I've just studied human behavior. I wouldn't say that I'm wise. I try to be. Wisdom doesn't come from books, though. You know, it comes from experience. So we've had certain experiences and met certain people who've had experiences that have shook us to the core and woken us up to what's going on in this reality. And
just a little bit more. I mean, we're still evolving.
We're always changing. We're always growing. Our views are always evolving. So, yeah. Are you sober? Do you have a vice? We don't drink. Do you have a vice? I don't know. Sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I feel like a jerk. I don't know. Sometimes I feel really guilty and ashamed for no reason. I've got lots of vices. I'm not here to open up wounds for you guys, though. All right. If I'm down, I reach for sugar. I wonder how much has been programmed. Still love your advice, keto king and queen. That's
fun. Prom king.
Prom king and queen. All right. You reach for sugar when you're down. Well, you've been programmed by your DNA to do that. Like when we're feeling crappy, we want to use things in our environment to correct that. Now, sometimes when we're feeling bad, just think about in a situation where you're starving for food, you're going to feel kind of crappy, and then sweets are going to make you feel good, right? Like carbohydrates, they actually do comfort you. It creates a dopamine release. You can create dopamine in other ways. You don't have to just get the sugar to create that dopamine release and regulate brain chemistry. In fact, it's not the healthiest way to regulate brain chemistry. So instead of reaching for the sugar when you're down, what if you just had a little bit more protein next time? You know, instead of reaching for the sugar when you're feeling crappy, don't follow that program, you know? I mean, that's like a biological program that's in there. Give yourself some protein and you'll probably feel just as good.
There's other things too besides food, right? I mean, have
some drugs.
Water.
Take drugs. No. Oh, sorry.
Go to Pornhub.
Go to Pornhub. Go jerk off.
Have some water and then go sit out in the sun for a little bit and just take some time to yourself and reflect and listen to the sounds that are going around you and feel the air.
Like, breathe through
these
your
really
nose.
Simple things, right? But they're so profound and they can really change your day.
All right, let's see. Is collagen protein a good source? Grass-fed powder. Great question. All right, collagen is an amazing food. Collagen is a super important food. Most of us aren't getting enough of it. Is it a good source of protein though? No, because it's not a complete protein. Collagen only has certain amino acids. System of a Fox, what's up? Collagen has certain amino acids, but it doesn't have a complete amino acid profile. So if you're eating collagen or gelatin, don't count that towards your protein intake, your daily protein intake.
Same with bone broth, right?
Yeah, same with bone broth. Not a complete protein. Breastfeeding, working out hard.
Hey.
People say baby needs a little carb for brain development. True? Well, your body is making carbohydrate and putting it in your breast milk. Jessica's been breastfeeding on full-on keto. Go on our Instagram. Look at this little look at our little boy. This
our little fat boy.
Look at our little chubby boy. Our little fat-fed, little fat-fueled baby.
Little fat man.
Little fat man.
Dude, today I was making this whipped butter thing, like a herb-infused whipped butter, and then he takes the butter out of my hand.
He just grabbed it and started walking around the house munching on a slab of butter, so on a funny. Ball of butter. Yeah, kids need fats. You do not. All right, so you're breastfeeding, working out hard. People say baby needs a little carb for brain development. Look, you're making those carbs for the baby anyways. There's still carbohydrate in your breast milk, although you're giving it plenty of fats. Now, Jessica knows she had some more carbs like last week at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Her boobies swole up so much. She had so much milk, but it was like, it was probably watery.
I think so.
It was watery milk. So it's like, there's a different, I mean, the you don't need a bunch of carbs if you're breastfeeding. That's what I'll say. If you need watery milk, then eat more carbs. But you're going to have lots of nice, dense fats in there. Give it the DHA. Eat those healthy fats and give that baby the deliciousness it deserves.
We had a lady on here a few, I don't know, some hangout, and she was saying she actually got her breast milk tested.
You're right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was really high in fat.
Yeah, right? She said it was really, really high quality, and people were actually trying to get some. She was somehow like involved in this.
People were trying to buy her boobie milk.
Yeah, they were trying to get some from her.
What's a good source of natural potassium? Pumpkin seeds,
spinach,
avocado, also sardines, meats. Those all have some. What's the best red light bulbs to buy? Well, it depends on what you're trying to do with them. You can just get normal red incandescent bulbs. That's what we got. These are just red bulbs. Actually, that might be an LED. That might be a red LED. That one's too bright, I think. But yeah, you can get red incandescents. You can get LEDs. You could also look into the Joovv Light, J-O-O-V-V. We're going to do some stuff with them soon, and show you guys how to use it.
I saw a question from me a while back. I'm not seeing it pop up now. It was something about this woman was getting really hungry on her period, and she was asking me what my experience was. And
you
I have
don't
be,
have periods
I have
anymore.
To be completely honest that, so I haven't gotten my period back since before Ryder was born. It's been like two.
Because you're on keto?
No.
Because she's breastfeeding.
But it's been like at least 2 years, so I can't, I mean, I don't, there's nothing that sticks out at me except that protein. I was extremely regular. After being on keto for a while.
But also, it's like when I work with clients and females get really hungry for, you know, carbs around that time, increase your protein and it'll go away.
I super loved the effects of keto on my body.
Super loved.
Do you like that? in that aspect, because I remember it was a very short, like it was not a big deal anymore to have a period. It was like clockwork, like very, the 28-day cycle, it was very short. It was
no
very
pain?
No pain, no headaches, no.
Was there blood?
Yeah, there was still blood, but other than that, it was all good.
Do you use a moon cup or do you use?
Yes, I use a moon cup. My recyclable feminine care.
Right. Well, you get, with a lot of these feminine care products, I mean, all this, the GMO cotton.
Dude, it's bleached.
Full
cotton.
Of glyphosate, and it's bleached. So you're putting bleach and glyphosate
so gross.
Up into your yoni, and it's ruining the vaginal microbiome.
Yep.
Music is a big dopamine release for me. Also, finding great positive people to surround yourself with. Exactly.
True that.
When you do something right, you get dopamine. So building things, putting things together, having conversations, making connections, studying, researching. These things can release dopamine. Hey, I'm mainly on a ketogenic diet for the cognitive benefits, but I've become too skinny. Yeah. Would it be possible to bulk on keto if I increase my calories? Yes. Eat more protein and more fat.
I saw somebody liked our blueberry scones.
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes the blueberry scones. Who shouted those out? Is coffee good or bad? Probably both. Depending on the context, both.
That's a good answer.
It can be really good for some people. I mean, there's obviously the antioxidants and stuff like that. But if you need coffee to get out of bed, And if you're using it wrong at the wrong times, it doesn't have to be good. All right. Let's see. So yeah, you can bulk if you increase your calories for sure. Curious if you guys ingest fruit or complex carb-rich veggies. Keto is low carb, not no carb. And more importantly, it's non-processed sugar carb. Fruits have healthy carbs. Would you guys agree? There's nothing wrong with fruit. But like most fruit are not going to be keto friendly because to be on a ketogenic diet, you got to keep the sugars low. You got to keep the carbs real low. Insulin will stop ketosis. Although, of course, you're getting an insulin release from protein. And insulin is not the demon that it's made out to be by the oversimplifying, Santa Claus believing in keto crowd out there.
Complex carbs, no. But I do buy both of those things for Ariana.
Yeah. And Ariana eats a lot of... Ariana will eat honey. Those are simple sugars. But she'll eat...
Like yuca, plantain.
Yeah. Bananas.
But you know what's interesting?
We don't eat those, though.
There's been certain times where I'm cutting up a pineapple or watermelon or something or an apple. I want some. And so I have some. And I'll have... It's usually two or three bites.
She'll have like 3 bites. She'll be like, yeah. I just had pineapple. It was really good.
It was really good, but that's it. And then
she had like 2 bites. So she's probably still in ketosis, even though we're not like obsessed with measuring ketones, which we talk about all the time. What do you think about Himalayan salt lamps, pink salt lamps?
We have one.
There's one right there.
We have two. We have three.
See that? There's one over there too. We like them. And the reason we like them is because they don't give off that blue light color, that blue light hue that can destroy melatonin and keep you from sleeping. Tatiana says, I do more of leaner meats, fish, turkey. I did not grow up on beef. Keto calls for tons of beef. Is that okay? Keto doesn't necessarily call for tons of beef. If you like turkey and fish, eat the turkey and fish.
There's egg and duck and goose and lamb.
And if you need to get fats in, you can use things like coconut oil or butter, ghee, olive oil, macadamia nuts, stuff like that.
Avocado.
Tracy says, awesome. Increase protein during times of ravenousness. Exactly.
There you go.
When that time comes around, when the time of ravenous time of month comes around, have an extra steak. Like, really. I mean, and another thing, oh, Blaine Hawks, this is so funny. Can you sub to me? Somebody, like, these are bots too.
That doesn't mean anything, does it?
Did you just call a cooter a yummy? No, I called it a yoni.
A yummy?
No, I called it a yoni. A yoni, that's like the Indian term for it, isn't it? That's what people who are really into yoga call it.
The Ayurvedic.
Your yoni. In downward dog position, open your yon to the cosmic om of your Vipassana instructor. All right. Shooting stuff at the open range is a good dopamine release too. Yeah.
There you go.
Shooting guns is a great dopamine release. Keto has leveled my mood. That's great, man. Yeah. That definitely works for a lot of people. Okay. And keeps energy levels stable all day, including 15 pounds of weight loss. Cutting out sugar was the best decision ever.
Yep.
David, you're on the right path, man. Keep it up. In your personal experience, do you notice changes in your libido when eating at maintenance calories? Yeah, I mean, when I eat an intense deficit, probably have less libido. Lower libido, and I'm super, super lean, for sure. And, like, really sensitive to environmental flux and subtle changes in the magnetic field when I'm really lean as well. We're not meant to be really, like, starvation-level lean all the time. Lost 35 pounds in 4 months. Feel great, but have now hit a plateau. Any advice? All right, 35 pounds, 4 months.
Tristan has so many videos. So many videos on this. YouTube. First, you guys have to just search the channel for plateau or stall.
For those of you who are new to the channel here, you check out some of the past videos. I've got, I think, something like 375 videos.
There's a lot.
This is like the count that YouTube gave me the other day. Lots and lots of videos. Hours, hundreds of hours of footage, of videos, of content, of advice. Free. All right. 35 pounds lost, 4 months. That's 10 pounds a month, about 10 pounds a month, a little less. You know, that's incredible, really, really amazing results. And you've hit a plateau. How do you define plateau? A plateau is not, oh, 1 week I didn't lose weight. A plateau might not even be 2 weeks that I didn't lose weight. sometimes people think because they haven't lost weight in a couple days that that's a plateau. Mm. We're looking for fat loss, not weight loss. So if you're increasing your strength in the gym, if you're doing a lot of lifting, heavy lifting, power lifting movements, you could be adding muscle.
Close up on Jessica's yawn.
You could be adding muscle. So maybe the scale's not moving. There are other things other than just the scale that can tell you your progress. Like waist measurements. Measure your waist. But also, if you really did hit a stall, which is like a month. Farmer Meemaw, what's up? Jessica, please make a health, beauty, body cookbook.
I'm working on it. It's going to take a while.
The first two books are that without... It's like they're health cookbooks by a beautiful woman. With a beautiful body.
No, I think she's talking about like DIY skincare creams and lotions.
For
and
sure, yeah, totally. We've been doing all that stuff.
I'm brainstorming it.
Maybe we should have some products like that too.
That would be fun. Who wants to help us?
Yeah,
we need help, guys.
We need help. We have two people running, making a family and a business, and sometimes we get really overwhelmed with the amount of work that we put ourselves in front of.
And the inspiration that we have to do so much more.
And we're too inspired. Yeah. We're too excited. There's not enough time in the day or week or year. How much more protein is allowed on gym days? It's a funny question. I mean, you can fluctuate. You can undulate your protein intake and kind of periodize protein intake. I prefer it. I actually end up eating more protein the day after an intense workout.
And we always prefer
that's when you're
whole food sources.
Yeah, whole food sources of protein. So I don't like you don't need more protein on workout days. As long as you get sufficient protein in within 24 hours of a workout, you're good. But most of the repairing is being done afterwards. So I think like people have it wrong when they're eating less calories on rest days. What I do is I eat less calories on workout days. Total inversion. That could be complete bro science. But yeah, I eat more calories on less calories on workout days because I'm less hungry. Then the next day when I'm resting and recovering, I eat more. Ryder's waking up. Jessica's going to go put him down. And I'm going to stay on and talk to you guys until she gets back. Hey. And then we're going to wrap this up. What's up, buddy? Come here. Come say hi, Ryder. Ryder. Here. No nudity. Hey, Ryder. How's it going, little angel? Ryder's pissed off. Tristan, is taking creatine make you retain water? It can. If so, is water retention considered inflammation? Oh, that's interesting. No, creatine's not going to make you inflamed. Water retention is involved in the inflammation process. So that's a fantastic question. And I'm probably, I don't know if I'm butchering the answer or not, but yeah, water retention is involved in inflammation, but not all water retention is inflammation. So creatine will help you to volumize your cells and your muscles with water, but that doesn't mean that it's just inflammation. Okay. Deborah Fiore is thanking Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. I'll look into cranberry pills to help kidney. Right on. Well, this is so cool. We got such an awesome community here. People are helping everyone out in the comment section. All the trolls are gone now. The bots and trolls, the porn bots are gone. And people are just helping each other out. You guys are awesome. Ashley, Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy says, meant to include, did a well-formulated keto diet affect libido for you? You know, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it improved my libido, really. I mean, I'm not going to try to sell you on a bunch of lies. Like, I don't think keto really improved my libido. But I will tell you this. With Ryder, it's almost 9 o'clock where we're at. It's actually just past 9. Cindy. So Ryder was born a year ago, meaning he was conceived, like, about 2 years ago. Before he was conceived, there was like a 4-week period. I was going to try to eat carbs for like, I thought I was going to be able to do it for like 12 weeks. I can never eat carbs for more than like a couple weeks. I ate carbs though for like 3 weeks and or maybe it was like 4 weeks. Anyways, it was like the longest I went eating carbs for a while. And it wasn't like crap carbs. I was basically eating keto foods minus added fat. And then I added honey because I love honey. It's an amazing food. So during that period, we started trying to conceive. We try to conceive twice within that conception window. The first time, nothing, like it didn't work. You know, we were both young, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like track fertility or anything. I don't like have my sperm count tested or anything like that. But the first times we tried, didn't happen. Then, like, I wasn't able to maintain the carbs for as long as I projected I would. I thought I'd be able to do it for a whole 12 weeks, but I lasted like 4 weeks. After that, got back on keto. Immediate conception. Like, it was like she was full on pregnant. Yeah. Let's see. All right. Isn't the science of reducing fat important?
Isn't the science of reducing fat importantly include hydration of the fat cell to aid in the release of LCL from the fat, from the fat molecule into the bloodstream? Can you comment on the importance of hydration? All right, the wording's kind of funny on that. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but hydration is super important. And something that does often happen, which is really interesting, when you lose body fat, sometimes those fat cells seem to get volumized with water after the fat leaves. Then sometimes we get a sudden whoosh of water weight leaving the body, and there's sudden weight loss, which can be really interesting. Alistair says, full-fat Greek or Icelandic yogurt, let's see. Okay. How important is getting 8 hours of continuous sleep? Well, it doesn't have to be continuous, but it is good to get 8 hours of sleep. Do you guys sleep well? I know you have kids. Do the kids keep you up? Does not getting consecutive hours of sleep affect your health and mood? Yeah, the kids keep us up sometimes. We don't always get perfect sleep, but we try to. We try to do it as best we can. So I'm assuming you've got kids and you're not getting perfect sleep because of kids. Keeping stress low during those times, getting sleep when you can, and supporting yourself with a healthy whole foods diet is really important. All right, I'm going to start wrapping it up, guys. I'm getting tired. And all this talk about sleep has me wanting to sleep. So you notice we've got the red lights in the house. That's another tip for helping yourself and your kids sleep better. Ryan says, love your content. Thanks. Right on, man. Tatiana says, I have a 6-month-old. I never get sleep. Wait, he says, well, loves boobs. I never get sleep. Yeah. The sleep comes back. And you know what? You ladies are amazing. The fact that you can completely disconnect from a healthy sleep cycle, raise children, work your butts off. I mean, women, the reason they loved pushing women in the workforce with women's liberation, women work hard. Women work harder than men most of these jobs. You ladies are amazing. Keep raising those babies. Keep raising conscious, healthy, happy babies. And yeah, so I'm going to wrap it up. I wish Jessica was here to say goodnight to you guys, but she's saying goodnight to Ryder. You can find more at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Like I mentioned earlier, I've been doing a lot of stuff live on Instagram lately, so make sure to follow us at PrimalEdgeHealth on Instagram. And yeah, if you guys want to be notified before some of these live events, make sure to go to PrimalEdgeHealth.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter, and we'll notify you before we do these, so that you can ask your questions live. If you're listening to this as podcast form, we usually do these live hangouts on YouTube, and we put them up later as a podcast. So you can find more at PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Question reality, question your assumptions. Enjoy your night, enjoy your day, or whenever it is that you're listening to this. And keep it in context, guys. It's all about context. It's not about dogma. Your diet is there to support your life. Your diet did not give you life.